It is another edition of this week's Petawawa Toyota 104.9 MyFM Local Legend of the Week, and I'm Kyle Robinson from the MyFM Newsroom. Our special guest this week is none other than Lynn Davenport, who was nominated through our website, of course, pembroketoday.ca. Lynn, it's a pleasure to have you in studio today. 38 years at CanX and a major driving force at the Petawawa Public Library. What's it like to be named Local Legend?
It was a big shock to me, actually. Really threw me off. I had no idea.
So I keep hearing all these great and wonderful things you've been doing since, you know, you helped join the library and things like that. So kind of walk us through your day-to-day and how you kind of support the organization.
There's a lot of really fun programs for the community at the library. And it's a good place to go. It's welcoming. It's inclusive. Everybody can have fun. There's a wide variety of things. There's the coffee group. There's an ASL program. We've had speakers about herbology. We've even had a mushroom guy come and do a speak on what to do with wild mushrooms in the environment and how mushrooms help the environment. There's a wide variety of things that you can do at the library in Petawawa. He's... they've done a little blurb on how to scan a QR code to join it for people that may not know how. Just a little thing on the library website.
Okay. What made you decide to want to get involved?
At the library, actually, I was looking for somewhere that I could go and take my mom because mom's 85, and I thought that would be a good place to start. Once we started, I found out how much fun it is. So now I do... a little bit more.
Okay. You almost spent nearly four decades at CanX in Petawawa.
I used to be young.
Again, it's rare that we see people staying at a business for so long. You know, technically in this new generation, a lot where we see a lot of turnover and things like that. What was the glue that you had to CanX that made you want to stay there for so long?
At CanX, you support the military. I am a military brat. My father was in the military. We got posted here. You get treated really well by the military if you are in a position that helps them. So I worked at the CanX store for 38 years. And I was lucky. I got to meet lots of great people over the years, and I still see people out on the street that I knew when they used to be a lot younger as well.
What was one of your main highlights over your tenure there?
I was deployed twice to Bosnia with the military as a civilian. And that was an incredible experience. It's just fun to go and support the military on anything that they do. I would participate in lots of things that CanX did. We had parking lot sales. And I mean, I even sat in a dunk tank a lot of times. Just because when we would have fun days, it was great to do stuff with the kids. We had, you know, face painting and all sorts of... anything that was community-minded is a good thing that CanX always did.
So again, that kind of brings in your tie then with the library, because it's very community-oriented based, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Kind of going back to the library a little bit, for people who are looking to get more details about programs and services and things like that, do they just check out the website or is there a social media platform they can go to?
There is a website, and they post lots of stuff on Facebook about the library. They have, I guess it's called a page, and they have all the different programs they do. They have kids programs, they have adult programs, they have teen programs. They do a lot. I mean, you can even borrow walking poles at the library if you want to try to go out and walk around the parking lot.
Again, our guest today has been Lynn Davenport, a big supporter of the Petawawa Public Library and also a longtime employee of CanX in Petawawa. And she is this week's Petawawa Toyota Local Legend of the Week. So, Lynn, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for calling me.